it. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at those same numbers. On the line, just a great young man, and County Executive David Crowley. You know, County Executive, when let's talk about, you know, we spent some time talking about, we know what needs to happen to improve the realities of Milwaukee. It's, you know, Milwaukee County isn't the only county that's in trouble. But it's just the fact that Milwaukee County is, as you stated, the engine that moves this machine. And yet, you know, how do you, the county itself can come up with resources, as small and meager as they may be, but how do you get banks to buy into, because that's really at the root of what needs to happen in order to bring this to a level high enough where there's really some impact to change things.
Well, I totally agree with you. I mean, when, you know, whoever has the capital is the ones who are going to be able to help these businesses the most when you think about startups and or just being able to take out loans to keep that business up and running and or paying for the lease. And so when you think about banks and businesses, and you know, we have to bridge that gap even more. And I will say that, you know, we've had some phenomenal bankers, particularly here within Milwaukee County, bankers of color who've been trying to bridge that particular gap. But I would also say that now, I would say even nationally, you have banks who understand that they haven't been making those types of investments. And I think that, you know, BMO and a few other banks, JP Morgan, they're really focusing on, you know, what are their racial equity commitments to really help out different types of businesses, not only just within Milwaukee County, but across this country, because the investments just hasn't been there. But if you're going to see that, and it's good to see them having this conversation, but it doesn't just need to be about talk. We need to see some action. And that's where the accountability comes in at. As elected officials, as community leaders, as also as residents, we have to hold the private sector in, accountable as well. Because, you know, in the private sector, you know, they get to pick and choose. But we need to make sure that we're not leaving folks by the wayside, particularly communities that have historically been left behind or just put towards the wayside because we haven't seen the types of investments that needs to be happening. So for us, we're going to continue to bridge that gap. But I believe it's all about relationships, and we're continuing to bring people to the table to figure out how we can do that successfully.
Is there any embarrassment from the standpoint that when you look at the sheer numbers of the inequities in Black Milwaukee, you're a county executive now who can interact with other county executives across this nation and look and see where we are and where others are. Is there any embarrassment by people here in Milwaukee County who realize just how terrible these statistics are and the realization that something, you know, is not right and that it needs to be fixed?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and not just in Milwaukee County, but across the country. I mean, you know, Milwaukee County in early 2020, our comptroller actually did a report called Pulling Back the Curtain to really take a look at race, to take a look at just internally at our own workforce, look at race, look at gender, look at age, and do a breakdown as far as, you know, who we've been paying and how we've seen different types of people in certain positions or different types of promotions. And we've been behind the eight ball. And so one of the things that we've been focusing on is our strategic plan, right? And so we've created different strategy teams to help us move the needle. And we have, for example, an equitable contracting team that's looking at, okay, one, how have we been contracting? And are we giving minority companies, companies of color, the same type of opportunities as other companies that we've worked with in the past? But even when we think about how we hire, even internally, you know, we're going to start to have a public-facing dashboard. So the public can also look at, okay, what are our demographics? What is Milwaukee County doing? How are they moving the needle? And for us, we want to be able to collect those demographics, all of that data, and be able to and put it out to the public so they can see what we're doing, but also to kind of challenge the public, the private sector as well, to say, look, we need to start doing the same thing. We need to start figuring out how do we make sure that the workforce that we have is reflective of the community that we serve and that we're located in. And that's extremely important. And so we are moving those needles. We have a lot of hands and minds that are on this particular issue for Milwaukee County. And we're going to slowly but surely bring people along the journey when it comes down to making sure that when it comes down to hiring, when it comes down to contracting, and when it comes down to business in general, we're making equitable decisions.
So I have to tell you, man, you know, I'm 67 years old, soon to be 68. I'm cynical because I've lived here for all those years. And so, you know, we've seen the inequities. And so we are hoping, many of us, that this comes to fruition. But, you know, those of us like me who've been around a long time, really happy to see young men like you in those positions of leadership. But it has to wind up where it gives the hope and opportunity to the younger faces and some future. Because it doesn't matter. We can talk all we want to about law enforcement and all of those other things. But if things are not going to get any better and you're not going to have enough law enforcement ever, if we don't address the root causes of why we're having the issues we're dealing with now.
I totally agree with you. You know, when you think about just, you know, I grew up on 23rd and Burline, the 53206 zip code. You know, and you think about the amount of trauma or when you think about just the mental health and behavior needs that have been going unaddressed, right? Like, how do we start to make sure that we're investing up front? We have to start normalizing conversations around behavior health and mental health right now in this community so we can make sure that we can start to focus on issues upstream before a crisis absolutely happens. And so, like yesterday, we had the first of many conversations, myself and Dr. Kwaku Smith at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society Museum. We had a conversation just on health and healing, right? Like, how do we start to normalize these conversations? So, one, as we talk about providing more opportunities, the community is ready for them because of all the issues that we have seen. We have seen generations of disinvestments in this community from all levels of government. We haven't seen as many private businesses investing in these same neighborhoods that we see the current neighbors and some of our most vulnerable residents seeing the violence that they're seeing or seeing the crisis that they're seeing. And so it's going to take the community, one, just coming together and figuring this out. But once we are able to come together and get the resources that we need for us locally, that's when we will have the ability to also have greater accountability for many of the people who aren't doing what needs to be done. And I will be the first to say that, you know, there's no magic formula when you think about how do we fix the issues, because they have been going on for so long. And we've been out there marching. And I would say that, you know, I hate when people ask, well, how long you've been marching? We've been marching since before I was even born, when you think about the issues people have been seeing in this community. And so when you think about Milwaukee being one of the most segregated places in the country, it's going to be hard to take us off that list. But when we think about making sure that people can travel, having a strong transportation system, when you think about people having the ability to focus on their own economic upward mobility, because now they have the access to jobs within Milwaukee County and across this country, across this county and outside this county, that's how we're going to be able to do it.
So let me do this. We've got to go, man. Let's do this again and again and again, man.
Absolutely.
All right. That's Absolutely. The County Executive, David Crowley. Really appreciate it. We'll have him back. We'll be back with Sandy Williams. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.